This is SBS Audio.
Memahami dan bertutur dalam bahasa Inggeris mampu membantu anda dalam kehidupan seharian di Australia. SBS kini melancarkan sebuah podcast bertujuan membantu anda mempelajari dan mempertingkatkan pemahaman anda dalam bahasa Inggeris. Podcast Pelajari Bahasa Inggeris menumpukan perhatian terhadap aktiviti seharian kehidupan di Australia dan menerangkan perbualan serta istilah yang digunakan. Sila layari sbs.com.au/learnenglish melalui app SBS Audio atau dari platform podcast pilihan anda.
Learning English helps me to buy presents.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hello everyone, it's Gloria. It's almost the time of the year when everyone is going gift hunting. What are you thinking of? For me, there's an art to getting the best gift for each person. Because I would want the gift to be creative, but also practical at the same time. It's often hard to have both at once. It depends on the person you're getting it for, right? What are your thoughts on really practical gifts, like a water bottle? Don't worry, I'm not saying that this is what I would get for anyone, but I'm really interested in knowing what kind of things you all take into consideration when it comes to choosing a gift for someone. Alan is shopping for a gift for his brother, and Claire offers her help. Let's hear their conversation.
Hey, need a hand with anything?
Yeah, I'm just browsing, because I'm not sure what to get for my brother.
What kind of stuff are you thinking about?
Well, I'm after something really special. Something that'll blow him away.
Do you have a budget in mind?
I'm trying to keep it around the $50 mark.
So, how about this shirt here?
I'm looking for something really unique. Thanks, but I'm torn between this and another option. I'll have a think about it for a bit longer, I think.
Take your time, Alan. Take as much as you need. When I'm stuck for ideas choosing a gift, I would ask someone else's opinion. I'm not necessarily asking for a concrete idea like, hey, get a pair of socks. It's more like I'm after a brainstorming sesh. Talking to someone else helps me think from a fresh perspective myself. Sesh is short for the word session, by the way. We can use it for all different kinds of activities, like a gym sesh, a study sesh, or even a catch-up sesh, which is a casual social get-together.
Need a hand with anything?
For a while, every time I heard shop's assistants say this, I'd wonder, why would I need their hands? I have my own hands. Are they going to carry my stuff for me? But then I learned that this phrase is used to offer help in a friendly way. If you really don't need the help, then you can say no thanks and then say like Alan.
I'm just browsing.
This is what I hear all the time, no matter what shops I go into. Wherever there are shop assistants around, I hear people say, no thanks, I'm just browsing. If you say this, it means you're just casually looking through items and want to be left alone. You can say this if you're not in the mood for talking. But as learners, talking to shop assistants can actually be a great way to practice conversation. Well, you may never see them again, so why not? And if you do feel like talking, a good thing to try is to start by saying a bit about what you're looking for, like Alan says here.
I'm after something really special, something that'll blow him away.
To be after something means to be trying to look for someone or something. For example, I'm always looking for this one specific brand of coffee beans that can be difficult to find here. So wow, if someone gets me my favorite coffee beans as a gift for Christmas, it will blow me away. The phrase to blow someone away means to surprise or please them very much. Ellen is so sweet. Getting a gift for someone that you just know they will love is such a win. It's okay if we don't know what to get for someone straight away. I reckon setting a budget is a great start. And I can tell that Ellen shares a similar way of thinking.
I'm trying to keep it around the $50 mark.
Ellen means that he wants to spend around $50 on the gift for his brother. If you want to tell people roughly how much you want to spend, you can use the word mark and add the dollar value in front. How much do you usually spend on a present? Something around the $80 mark? Or maybe just the $10 mark? For me, how much I want to spend on a gift usually depends on who I'm giving it to. I'm not saying the more I care about the person, the more expensive the gift has to be, though, because it really is the thought that counts. The best gift is definitely one that a person really likes.
I'm looking for something really unique.
Unique means special, one of a kind, because you want the gift to be special for the other person. But finding something unique is not always easy, as Ellen found.
I'm torn between this and another option.
You can say I'm torn between something and something when you struggle and feel uncertain about what to choose because they both look good. Same, Ellen, same. I'm always like that too when it comes to the gift selection thought process. Because, you know, that gift is important. It shows you care, and so it has to be as special and meaningful as it can be. Now that we've had a look at some words and phrases we can use when we're getting a gift for someone, let's listen to the dialogue again.
Hey, need a hand with anything?
Yeah, I'm just browsing because I'm not sure what to get for my brother.
What kind of stuff are you thinking about?
Well, I'm after something really special, something that'll blow him away.
Do you have a budget in mind?
I'm trying to keep it around the $50 mark.
So, how about this shirt here?
I'm looking for something really unique. Thanks, but I'm torn between this and another option. I'll have a think about it for a bit longer, I think.
We are students from Hollywood Baptist Church English class.
This time, SBS Learn English went into an English class at Carlingford Baptist Church. There are newcomers from all over the world. Let's have a listen and hear what they like as gifts.
My name is Eun Seok. I'm from Korea.
My name is Muse. I come from China.
My name is Sahar. I come from Iran. My favorite gift to give is a family picture.
I give my wife flower. Give my son books. Give my grandchildren chocolate.
My favorite gift to give is cash to my parents because they want.
This class has a wonderful volunteer English teacher, Sylvia. We asked her what's one of the best gifts she's received from a student. She might give you some ideas if you're planning to get a gift for your teacher.
I think from the students, the things, not just one gift, but when they write a card and they say, thank you for being our teacher, thank you for being kind, thank you for encouraging, then that's the best gift I can have.
When I first came to Australia, I heard about a special way to give gifts called Secret Santa. It's a way to give a gift in a group when you only buy a present for one person, instead of lots of little gifts for everyone. I asked Sylvia if she knew about this Secret Santa method.
Well, in some families, actually my family are going to do it for the first time this year. And I just got a message on the email this week to say my secret Santa person, who they were and how much money I should spend. Yes, families do it if there are large numbers, and everybody doesn't want to give one small gift to every one of those people. So instead of having to go shopping for many Christmas gifts, they decide each person will go shopping for one person. They tell them how much, and it's usually, mine was $50. That's all I have to spend for all of that family.
Makes sense. Has it always been popular in Australia?
It's not been a custom in Australia. It was a long time ago when I was a child, but nobody did it then. But it has come more later in later years, maybe 20 years, something like that.
Now it's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does the phrase blow someone away mean? Blow someone away means to impress someone. What does browsing mean? Browsing means to casually look through a number of things, often without a specific goal in mind. Now, let's practice some of the phrases by repeating after Alan and Claire.
I'm just browsing.
I'm after something really special, something that'll blow him away.
I'm trying to keep it around the $50 mark.
I'm torn between this and another option.
We've got learning notes and a full transcript on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Also, feel free to find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Gloria. Thank you for learning English with me.